men's prayer, the men's gathering prayer calls. And I really don't want to say it's owned by Wilmington Christian Center Church worldwide, but it's just a few brothers that got together and decided to have a fellowship every weekend. We used to have one once a month when we were meeting live before the pandemic. And we said, you know what, let's just, even before the pandemic came, we said, this is so good, we got to have it every week. So guess what? We decided to have a prayer fellowship call every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 9:15, 15 quick and powerful minutes. And then we hang around a little bit after that just to have a little fellowship. Actually, we also take specific prayer requests for anyone after the fellowship call, after the prayer call. And then we fellowship a little bit afterwards because let me tell you, the Spirit is hot. Is moving. In fact, the Holy Ghost is coming in hot today. He is. I'm telling you, he's coming in hot. So get your catcher's mitt. As my pastor always says, open your catcher's mitt and be prepared because some pitches are coming at you, and we want you to catch everything that the Lord wants you to have and receive today. So I'm going to kick it off this morning. June is the month for consistently applied faith. To increase in godly confidence. You know, this whole entire year is we've designated our men's gathering prayer call to be consistent with faith, to be with a theme of being consistently applied faith in many areas of our lives. And June is designated to be the month of consistently applied faith to increase in godly confidence. So keep that in mind. As you hear the brothers that will come on next week and the week after that and so on and so forth. But our jump off scripture is going to be Proverbs 14:26 and then 1 John 5:14-15. Of course, you know, I'm going to be taking a little trek through the word and sprinkling some other scriptures in throughout. Put a couple of teaching moments and we'll jump into prayer. So here we go, Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. And I'm not going to use that as a teaching moment, but we all know what the fear of the Lord is. It's the awe and reverential respect and honor of God. You honor the Lord, amen. There's something that happens, where there's an exchange that takes place. You start developing some confidence because you trust him, amen. 1 John 5:14-15 reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And verse 15 says, if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Amen. See, strong confidence is recognized recognized by your prayers, your decisions, and actions based on the word, the Holy Ghost, and God's love. I'm going to say that again. Strong confidence is recognized by prayers, your decisions and actions based on the word of God, the Holy Spirit, and God's love. We're going to take a few examples of that in a few. And to listen, and the more you walk in strong confidence, the faster you'll see answered prayer. Ooh, yes. How many of y'all want y'all's prayers answered and answered quickly? I can raise both hands and feet and count on all fingers and toes and still need more, right? Weak confidence is based on empty words with no faith and power. Strong confidence gets prayers answered. See, we need to be Jesus strong. Let's look at some examples. I'm going to take a little trek through the word, like I said. Mark 10:32. If you could turn to Mark 10:32 right quick. It says, now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them. And they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Now, I highlight that. As they followed, they were afraid. And he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that were happening to them. See, now, this is when Jesus was taking them with him. He was taking his disciples with him. He was going on that road. He was teaching them. And he was literally taking them to a place where he can teach them, you know, what he wanted to know, right? He's teaching them about faith. Jesus had many followers. But this is what got me in this verse. As they followed, they were afraid. Now, here's what the Holy Spirit told me this. He said, you know, fear will try to show up even when you follow Jesus. But let not shake your confidence. Fear will always try to show up even when you decide to follow Jesus. But don't let it shake your confidence. You need to see fear as a temporary emotion, because if you're faithfully following Jesus, there is no room for fear. See, where faith is, fear can't reside. So anytime you're walking in fear of something, you got to check your faith level, right? 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind," or self-discipline. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walks about and seeking to devour whom he will. Now, I like the new NIV version of 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "Be alert and of a sober mind, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." See, to be sober-minded means to be more spiritually minded and less emotional. In other words, you lean on the truth of God's word about any situation in life when you do, if you do, lean on the truth of God's word about any situation in your life. I mean, any situation in your life, you will stay confident. You'll stay confident. But hey, listen, let's keep it honest. Let's keep it funky. Fear will try to step in and shake your confidence by what you see. He tries to come in through your ear gates, your eye gates, and what you feel. But if you lean more on a situation, if you lean more on how a situation makes you feel, that's when you allow your emotions to open the door for Satan to come in. And what he likes to do is he likes to make a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, that thing was small. It was really small. But emotions have a certain uncanny knack of blowing up the situation and making it look false. False evidence appearing real. Fear. Ephesians 4:23 says this, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Why do you think the apostle was telling us that? See, the spirit of your mind is your attitude. You got to keep your attitude sharp, fresh, ready with the word. The only way you can keep your attitude sharp, fresh, and ready, spiritually, your spiritual mind can only be kept sharp, fresh, and ready with the word. Because the word is what's going to build your confidence. Now, we do this for several ways. You know, as Christians, brothers, as Christians, we do this by what? Feeding our mind with the word of God, renewing our mind with the word of God. Romans 12:2 says, "Well, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you know what the acceptable and perfect will of God is," right? So we need to be more, and also we need to be led more by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, more confidence. Somebody needs to look at somebody and say, "I need more confidence, and I'm going to get more confidence, and I'm going to get strong confidence." Because, see, the way we as Christians build our confidence up in the Holy Ghost is what? We pray in the Spirit. Amen. We renew our minds with the Word of God. And we obey the Word. We pray in the Spirit. Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Trust me, if you got Jesus, you got the Holy Ghost in you. Just study 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and study John chapter 14 and I can just go on and on. First John, chapter 2. Study those scriptures. They tell you about the Holy Ghost. So just look up the Holy Ghost. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Let's look at confidence of Jesus. Let's look at the confidence of Jesus in action, and we're going to keep it moving and get right into prayer. Look at Mark 11, 1 through 6, and it reads this. "As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead and said, 'Go into the village over there.' He told them, 'As soon as you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here.'" Now, Jesus gives specific instructions. And then he says this, "If anyone asks, 'What are you doing?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will return it soon.'" So guess what happens here? The two disciples left. Now, these are two disciples that he sent. The two disciples left and found the colt standing in the street, tied outside the front door. And as they were untying it, as some bystander demanded, "What are you doing untying that colt?" As if they were stealing it, right? But they stayed the course, and they did specifically what Jesus said and answered. They said what Jesus had told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. The scripture says this. They said what Jesus told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know there's been times where, well, let me just ask you this question. How many times have you buckled under fear and didn't follow instructions and got negative results? for which you were believing God for. I can raise again both hands, both feet, count all fingers and toes and some. One more, fellas. Mark 11, chapter 12 through 14. The next morning, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in the full leaf a little way off, so he went over to see if he could find any of the figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Now, here's what Jesus said. Jesus spoke to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." Disciples heard him say it, like, whoa, he's cursing the fig tree. Skip on down to verse 20 through 25. It says, the next morning, as they passed by the fig tree he had cursed, the disciples noticed it had withered from the roots up. Peter remembered that Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, "Look, Rabbi, the fig tree you cursed has withered and died." Then Jesus said to the disciples, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. You can say to this mountain, 'May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and it will happen. But if you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart, I tell you, you can pray anything." Oh, I'm sorry, he says, "But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart, and I tell you, you can pray anything. You can pray for anything. And if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying," here's the key, "first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too." Praise God. That's a loaded scripture right there. That is a loaded passage. What we're looking at right here is the confidence of Jesus, strong confidence in prayer, knowing that whatever you say, you're going to have it. Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 18:21, says, "Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Strong confidence shall always be increasing when you speak the word of truth, when you pray the word of truth, when you rely on the Holy Ghost and lean on the power of God and walk in love. Your confidence will be strong and grow stronger and increase. I'm telling y'all, I've experienced it myself. Personal testimony. I remember when I was believing the Lord for a car, new car, and my wife and I were believing. We had strong confidence, found the scriptures on it, prayed the scriptures, and we even took communion. Man, let me tell you, by the time we went to our credit union, we said, "You know what, this is the price you're going to pay for it." They pre-approved us, went back to the dealership. The guy came up, mocked up the numbers, and said, "Listen, after all the discounts and everything, here's what the price is." The exact same price we believe for in prayer. And my gosh, it was exactly what we wanted. Strong confidence. And guess what? My confidence has been increasing ever since then. I'm not saying my confidence has never taken any blows, fear here, there, and there, and, you know, impending doom, things happening before you. But that's the time to go back to your faith, have strong faith, amen, be of good courage, and get into the word, man, rely on the Holy Ghost, and walk in love, and still increase in confidence. My God, that's a whole lot, guys, and it's 9:14, so we need to jump right into prayer. So let's go ahead and pray, brothers. Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for your word this morning. We thank you right now. I thank you right now that I am surrounded and I am fellowshipping with a brothers right now of strong confidence. And, Lord God, any area of our confidence that is weak, reveal it to us. Any areas, Lord God, that we need to increase, Lord God, reveal it to us. I know for a fact that we all need to be ever increasing in faith. We all need to be ever increasing in your word. We all need to be led by the Holy Spirit and ever increasing in our love walk, which is to build our confidence and continue to increase in our confidence in you. For Lord God, you said if we, in 1 John 5:14-15, that Lord God, if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. That's the confidence that we have. We first of all know that you hear us, but we even kick up our confidence even more and know that not only when you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we're going to receive it because we, the petitions of our faith and of our request, because we know, Lord God, that you will deliver in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for strong confidence. I thank you for strong confidence in these men's lives. In any area that they lack confidence, Lord God, let them fill those voids and those gaps right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be emotionally overcharged. Our hearts will not be overcharged by and overwhelmed by the things that happen to us, happen around us. But we know and cannot rely on your word with strong confidence, knowing that all things are working together for your good, Lord God, and for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose. So we're called according to your purpose. We love you. We know that whatever is going on in our lives and around us, that things are working on our behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Somebody give a shout out, hallelujah, and say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Just give a praise, and those who pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Through Sakala the end of the host of the time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give a shout. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for building our confidence this morning. Just repeat after me, gentlemen. Just repeat this, little quick confession real quick. Say this with me real quick. Say more words.
More words.
More words.
More confidence.
More confidence.
More Holy Spirit power.
More Holy Spirit.
More Holy Spirit power.
More confidence.
More confidence.
More obedience.
More obedience.
That's right. You got to be obedient to his word, just like the disciples. When he gives instructions, we follow it. Guess what? Boom. We get the request. We get the answer. Say more obedience.
More obedience.
More obedience.
More confidence.
More confidence.
More confidence.
More love and forgiveness.
More confidence.
I have strong confidence. And this will be ever increasing. No matter what life throws my way. My heart will not be overcharged. And my emotions will not be overwhelmed. I won't live in my feelings. But I'll live by faith. As it is written. The just shall live by faith. My confidence is strong.
My confidence is strong.
Because it's in Christ Jesus. And it's ever increasing. And because of my strong confidence increasing. So shall I bear much fruit. And my fruit shall increase and remain. Glory. From generations to generations.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I pray that did something for somebody. It did something for me. It's always telling me that I need to be more consistent in my prayer, prayers of faith, more consistent in the word, more consistent in receiving the Holy Spirit power, more consistent in praying in the Spirit. Doing the spiritual things more consistently to have more strong, consistently increasing strong faith, as this is what? Consistently applied faith month, year, period. Yeah, make it up stuff as I go along, but praise God. Hallelujah, gentlemen. Well, that concludes our prayer segment. I do have a couple of quick commercials. Of course, you know, the men's gathering, we want you to definitely invite other men out. I tell you, every once in a while, this morning I put something on Facebook, but I try to be consistently by putting something on Facebook. And I've been doing that kind of at the last minute, so I got to kind of do that a little earlier. But a couple of people hit me up and said, yeah, listen, man, I saw that. I'm going to try to get on it. So I texted them, the information. But any way you can get the word out to people to get on this prayer call, do it if you can. Because there's brothers that need to hear this, and it's only, 15, 20 minutes of quick fellowship, man. we brothers, man, we you know how we are. We like to get in there and get out and get on our way. But I will say this, stick around for a little bit because we do want to take any prayer requests immediately after us, after this. I'm done talking and giving the commercials. And also, if you have anything you want to share that's on your heart, too. So Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide, you can reach us and you can see us online at church tomorrow at 10 a.m. And that's by going to www.wcccw.org. That's Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide. The acronym for it is WCCCW.org. And you can go to the Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide Facebook page to catch us live also at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning as you'll see our services live. So please feel free to join us. We also have Thursday night Bible study at 7 p.m. On the same social media, on the same website, and on Facebook Live also. And on this line right here, we have our prayer call Wednesday mornings at 6 a.m. Man, get yourself up at 6 a.m. because, man, let me tell you, the ministers that minister on that prayer call, and it's only 15 minutes, 6 a.m. to 6:15. So get you some of that too. Get some of this good stuff. And we definitely look forward to having y'all fellowship with us if you can. Love you, gentlemen. At this moment, at this time, I want to have any of the brothers let us know if there's any prayer requests, specific prayer requests. We want to be in agreement with you. And I know I got my brother Jay, brother Ware, any of you brothers can touch and agree with anyone that has a prayer request. Brother Gerald, you may be on. Brother Mike, you may be on. If you want to touch and agree with anyone that has a prayer request, now is the time to do so. But whoever has a prayer request at this moment, please let us know.
I have a prayer request, brother.
Okay, and who's speaking?
This is William Drayton.
Brother William,
wanted to read. Yeah. It's a testimony as well.
Yes, sir.
So, over the past few months, I've been dealing with a lot of stressful situations at my job, and I've been coming to God in prayer and being faithful in the Word, and had God reveal to me slightly that my work there is done. So. You know, being a man of the household and the breadwinner, not really thinking about applying for new jobs. So I was like, okay, let me go ahead and dust off my resume. And out of nowhere, I get a call from a mentor of mine. He says to me, I want you to meet up with me for lunch. So we met up for lunch yesterday on Friday. And he basically breaks down this whole new business plan that he has and told me his words. You can write your own job description and you can write your own salary. And at this point, I'm asking for us to be in agreement that I'm able to accept this. And it's funny that your word was towards confidence because I never had anyone say that to me before in my life. I heard God tell me that that's because I've been obedient. And I'm believing now that I need to consistently have this confidence to even write this description and to go in there and be able to ask for tenfolds of what I thought I could do. Or what I could receive. So I'm just praying for the wisdom and discernment to hit this on the mark. And not only that, but to be able to use this opportunity to let God's light shine through me and impact the lives of others. So that's what I'm hoping that we can all be in agreement for today.
Whew, man, that came in hot, boy. Woo! That was hot. You touched on everything, man, that we just spoke about, the obedience.
Yeah, man. It's right on time.
Your faith is in action because, you know, as you go, you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You go in faith, things start gravitating towards you. You just touched on, man, boy, you just preached a sermon right there, man. You don't even know it. But I'm going to defer to the other gentleman on the line to pray with and pray for you. Anyone want to step up to that and step up to that challenge?
Praise God. God bless you, Brother William. This is Brother Jay. I'm just listening. It was awesome. And just your sharing, again, just how much it lined up with Brother Walt was saying. And one of the key things that I started hearing as you started sharing was the words, uncomfortable situations don't run. Uncomfortable situations don't run. And so that's, I'm still unpacking it as I'm talking to you. But what I'm hearing is, that it's your stand that the Lord is still working on. That it's one thing for you to start to receive the confidence, but you being able to stand where He puts you is going to free you from fears and from anxieties of according to what you need to write, and also that you'll be able to not look at a box that you can contain. And I'm almost seeing like a box, like it's a container. You won't see it like what I need to put down is about a box that I can contain. But there's a reason why when the will of the Lord is done on lives, we hear words like, I'll open up windows that you won't have room to receive. My cup overflows and all these kind of things like that, beyond what you can think or ask and all these things. So don't equate what you put down with where you think it ought to be. Allow God to stretch you and move you to areas that you're even uncomfortable concerning, and watch what he does for you concerning that. So I'm just going to start a quick prayer. So Father, I just thank you for Brother William. I thank you for this area that you've brought him into in his life, that you're showing that there is growth that's going on. That's because of you and his life. We thank you for where his obedience is. We know that it's going to continue to grow tenfold, even because he's not allowing fear, he's not allowing stress, he's not allowing worry to affect his walk, which is towards you. We know the calling of his life is not about a job. We know the calling of his life is not about a money, but his calling is about to grow closer with you, that you can shine even more through him and through his household, that he can continue to be the leader that you've called him to be, that you can continue to be him the father or whatever that you have him, and not only concerning children, but concerning ministries that are coming out of him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he will be free from anxiety and fear as he goes forth concerning these things, and he won't have any fret, that he'll release any cares that he has concerning these things, and the good report will be that he will continue to give you all of his attention, because you, Lord, are worthy of praise in all that you are doing in his life. Thank you, Lord, that you will remove guilt, shame, and condemnation from him concerning anything that's happened in his past, and that you are loosing him to grow into his future and to his destiny in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Praise God.
Bless you.
Glory to God.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Jay. Thank you,
Minister
Jay. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anyone else chime in, feel free to do so before we move to the next prayer request. Amen. Amen. Brother William Drayton, I just want to back up my boy, Minister Jay, and just say, be consistent, man. Be consistent. Stay consistent. Stay consistent in that word. That's what actually got you to where you are right now, because of your consistency, your consistent applied faith. That's got you to where you are right now. So, listen, let me just kind of just be transparent right here. A lot of times when I get to this place, you know what tries to set in? Procrastination.
Mm.
Procrastination is a form of fear, subtle fear that says, take care of that first. Do this. Mm-hmm. Do that first. Well, man, if you've been given specific instructions to do it, man, you need to just wipe stuff out of the way, move things up, prioritize, get things out of your way, and do that thing that you're supposed to do. Because if you don't, procrastination will set in. You look up, window of opportunity, it may have passed you, may have closed. That door of opportunity may have closed, may have shut. Amen. That window is open for you right now, brother. Get on it. Love you, man. Love you, brother. Anyone else? Prayer request?
I got a few nuggets that God be dropping, man. So we're talking about spirit, but then Brother Royce, he was talking about spirit. And the Lord, you know, it's in the word. He says that the spirit of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So the fear that we need to continue to concentrate on is the fear of the Lord. Now, also, one of the other nuggets he said, let me remind you that be not conformed, but be you transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Yes,
right? So we got to continue to change the way that we think and believe in what God has told us that we are able to do and believe with his word. So, now, the last thing, he said, I want y'all to understand that fear is what the world says is that fear is evidence that it's fearing. Well, But he said that my fear is the favor that Elohim already released. So this is where the prayer is coming.
Say that statement one more time. Say that one more time, brother. That was good. You can't just gloss over that.
You see what I'm saying? He said the fear that the world talks about, right, is, what is it? It's, what did I say? The fear of that the man actually talks about, is fear is evidence that appears, like that appears is not real. You know what I mean? That's what the fear. God said, fear, what I'm talking about, when you transform your mind. When it says, don't be conformed to the world, but transform your mind, you know. He said his favor that Elohim already released. That's what he said.
OMG. Thank you, brother.
Favor that Elohim already released. You know what I mean? So we got to transform our minds because that's what it is. It's favor. See, you, Brother Ward, you even said it. You said that the brothers was following Jesus. And then he said, when you get there, the donkey going to be there, and you just tell him the Lord is needed, and he's going to return it. You see what I'm saying? You already said it. That was already the favor of God already released. All they had to do was just go do what God called them to do. You know, that's all they had to do. And that's what they did. That's what they did.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Good word, bro. That's exactly what the scripture says. And you know, you quoted that scripture, I think it's, I want to say it's Psalm 110:11, somewhere around there. It's around there, bro. Psalm 111:10. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Then it says,
but those who do his commandments have a good understanding. I'm like, ooh, confidence right there.
Just
go ahead and do it. You just obey his commandment and just do it. He just gives you a good understanding. He says, you walk in that wisdom. You walk in and such. And man, when you walk in the wisdom of God, like you said, but things, you know, these things gravitate towards you, man. Elohim is releasing favor.
That's what he said, man. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and all by getting, get understanding.
Oh, my God. Woo! And now won't that increase your confidence?
That's a word now.
Increase godly confidence. Now, that's the difference. Now, Brother Jay made this thing out, man. He said, June is consistently applied faith to increase in godly confidence. There's a difference between godly confidence and your own confidence. You know, like I said, your own confidence has no word. It's full of your flesh, full of what we think. Your carnal mind, and you can mentally ascend towards things, and that's positive. A lot of self-help books about you know, doing things in the natural, and that's temporary, but it's temporary. You feel me? Godly confidence is everlasting, increasing, and increasing, and it just means more added to you. Glory be to God.
Yeah, yo, brothers, y'all hear that loud and clear? God said, "Favorite." What it is. It's what God already released. Oh my goodness, Elohim already released it.
Already released.
Yo, that's powerful, man.
That's encouraging.
That's what God said. He said it's the favor I already released. Me, Elohim. Oh my goodness.
He was a perfect example.
Oh my goodness.
Let me shut up.
Oh my goodness.
Who else we got?
Well, brothers, if I could just touch one more thing, just on what you were saying, before we get ready to close out. I mean, I think you did a masterful job of covering a few things, and I'm still going to have to, you know, unpack a few things that you brought out actually in the scriptures. I mean, it's really so much. And by the way, we are recording this that we can be able to, you know, continue to glean from that, and maybe we'll get a chance to send out the links and. Whoever invited you on, just either they can point out to where we are on our website and those kind of things. But just real quick, man, when you just talking about godly, I mean, that's the whole key thing that we can get from it out of this month. I mean, where we're going, when you talk about the difference in godly confidence and negative confidence, you know, I talked very, very briefly even last week, and it was just something that just kind of came up at the end when we was talking about Peter and how the Lord was talking to Peter about, you know, Peter was talking about, Lord, I'll go with you. Lord, I'll go with you. You know, when he's preparing to go, Lord, I'll go with you. I'll stand beside you. I'll live with you. I'll die with you all now. And the master told him, listen, before the day's out, like before the cock crows tomorrow morning, you're going to deny that you even know me. What you talking about? You know? And so, but yet, confidence is not just this boldness that makes you think, you know, we got this man thing, you know, that's not necessarily all what confidence is. Confidence is this inner quietness that you ain't going to be moved. Confidence is going to cause you. And so I wanted to, that's why we just call it godly confidence, because I don't want people to get mixed up with this fleshly confidence that, you know, basically we have to grow out of and let go so that we can come into this quiet confidence that God gives us. And we get through, like Brother Dave said, transforming our mind. It's something that we continue to faith brings in this confidence. It's not this thing where I'm going to rush into this, you know, all by myself and just start swinging kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you can build yourself up. You can get the adrenaline going, but can you stand and just walk and say, listen, I'm not going to step back regardless of what it looks like. I'm not going to turn around. If the Lord called me to do it, I'm just going to move forward. And if it looks like I'm going to lose something, I know that I might, but in the end, it's going to be to gain, you know? And so that's the stuff that we're starting to move into. And it's the stuff that makes us uncomfortable. Even as I started giving that word to Brother William, I mean, what did you, Brother Walt said in the scriptures, listen, he told the disciples to go somewhere where they didn't know and ask somebody what they're going to do with their stuff. Listen, the master told us to come get this. Man, you got to have, you got to have some gumption down there to be able to go somewhere and to do that, you know, or to walk up to a tree that's not doing what it's supposed to do, and you're going to curse the tree in front of other people expecting it to do something. You know, you can't say, nah, well, what I meant to say. No, you cursed it, and then the next day that thing is dead from the roots. Man, that takes some confidence that just does not come naturally. Man, it takes spiritual, spirit-based confidence. And I'm just encouraging brothers that we can reach out and get some of this stuff. That's what's going to take us to this next level, man. Praise God.
Hey, but listen, Dave, let me ask you that. Listen, let me ask you that, right?
Yes,
sir. He told his disciples. Now, look at the word disciple. What is a disciple? A disciplined one. A one who disciplined one who hears and does the truth. For Jesus said, you are my disciples indeed. When you hear the truth, know the truth, you will be made free. Oh, my goodness. That's who you're dealing with, disciples. Now, let's also take what you also said in Scripture, Jay. He told the disciples, he said, when you pray, he said, don't be like the Pharisees, all loud and, you know, they looking all like they've been fasting and praying, looking like they all broken down and all loud and praying in the courts and in the temple. He said, no, go to your closet. Go to your secret place. For what you pray secretly, you're going to be rewarded for openly. Jesus, of quiet confidence. Mm-hmm. Quiet confidence.
Hey, Brother Walt, if I may.
You sure may.
You can... That stark contrast between the world's confidence and ours can be seen in any of the athletes that are out there, how puffed up they are.
Great example.
How they pound their chest. It's like, you know, look at me, look at what I did after they slammed on somebody or something like that. But our confidence, glory. That self control, that temperance, that meekness.
Yeah.
That means something. Those character traits of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that means something to us. So when we develop that, like you said, we don't have to beat our chests so that we can be seen.
Yeah.
We go into our closets.
Mm-hmm.
We go into our closets and we come out like Superman did when he went into his back in the day, y'all. I'm sorry, showing my age. When he came out that phone booth, you know, but our confidence is not so we can boast. No, our confidence, because it's not us. It's Christ who lives in us.
You said something, Brother Mike, that I'm attacked, I need to unpack a little bit more. And you said meek. Here's what the Holy Ghost just told me, and you know it's backed up by Scripture. The world sees meekness as weakness,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus said the meek shall inherit the what?
That's the truth. Truth.
Yeah. I was about to drop my phone. I don't want to break it.
It's not about being seen, although we will be seen. If we do it to be seen, we've already got our reward. But if we're doing it to the honor and glory of God, yes, brother, we can write our own check.
That's good stuff right there. My. My goodness. Well, while we in this zone, is there any prayer requests that are still out there? Anything we can touch and agree on? Don't be shy. It could be anything, bro. You can be transparent. It stays with us. Because I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is coming in hot. All right, brothers. All right. Well, any of you want to share before we jump off the line? Because I'm about to jump off in a few. My wife needs this room that I'm in, and I got to roll, even though I got the phone in my hand, which I can just roll, but I roll. So let me stop making excuses. But anyway, anybody got else anything they want to share before we jump off?
Nah, I got to jump off myself. But
okay, brother.
Brethren,
be blessed.
Praise be God, man.
Love y'all.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing y'all next week, man. Bring somebody else on. Spread the word.
You know it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Love you, gentlemen.
God bless.
Love you, brother.
Yeah, be blessed.